Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to SBS Hindi.
Thank you so much for having us on board.
So, how was the actors' masterclass?
We actually had the opportunity to interview Prem Chopra, the iconic villain actor from Bollywood and Hindi films.
Prem naam hai mera. Prem Chopra.
Korea has spent many years, and he's 80 years of age, and it was an honor to be able to meet him and to be able to gain his perspective on the industry and his experience.
Okay.
We also met Pallavi Sharda, who is Australia's first Indian, basically the first Indian-Australian actress to feature in Bollywood. So it was really fantastic to gain her perspective on Bollywood dancing versus classical dancing and the importance of preserving classical dance as well. And we also had the pleasure of meeting Zareen Khan, who both a few of us got to interview her as well. And she's obviously a well-known actress at the moment, a modern-day actress. So we got to learn about the peaks and troughs of the career of a Bollywood actress in the modern-day Indian film industry.
So you talked about dance. Is Kathleen with you?
I am. I'm right here. How are you?
You know, Melissa was talking about the difference between Bollywood dance and the Indian classical dance, and you did a master class with well-known choreographers of Bollywood. So what was the whole experience like?
Oh my goodness, it was a once in a lifetime experience. You know, I walked in there a bit nervous because, you know, he's a big Bollywood dancer and I thought he was going to be very intimidating, but he was so down to earth. He made us all feel like we were such good dancers and that anyone could be a dancer. And half of us walked out wanting to take more Bollywood dance classes once we're in Australia.
Yeah, good to hear that. So, apart from the master classes and meeting the actors, directors, have your people been visiting the historical monuments as well?
Yes, we have been. We went to the Gate of India, and that was an experience because when we got there, we really felt like celebrities because all these people wanted pictures with us. We also got to go to the India Gate and the Elephant Cave. So yeah, we're doing a lot of work and study, but we are squeezing time in to see some amazing monuments, including an amazing trip to the Taj Mahal as well.
So now the next question is to Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
I'm here, Melissa.
You know, you visited Agra. So how was the experience?
Yeah, it was great actually. Like, although I went to the trip, I have no idea, like, you know, the background stories of Taj Mahal, but it's, you know, it was really Taj Mahal. It's just like the beautiful, like a beauty. So it kind of like made me feel like the art and like the culture things, you know, can go beyond the language. I'm from China, and like, you know, China and India have a really special bond, but like, I really can feel that, although I don't know anything about Hindi.
I assume that Melissa, Kathleen, and Olivia, this is your first time in India?
Yeah, this is my first time to India, and like, the first experience is like totally different, you know. Well, I know India on the social media, so
Okay.
like, the people there is really friendly, and like, you know, the food is amazing, so it's all good. Like, I really like this tour.
Yeah, it's also Melissa and I's first time to India as well. Melissa actually has Indian heritage, an Anglo-Indian heritage, so it's really important for her to go see her homeland.
So, was there any particular perceptions that you had in mind about India, and have they changed now?
I have to say yes. A lot of people told me, you know, to be careful, don't go by yourself. You know, I thought it might be dangerous coming to India as a woman, but I feel completely safe. I haven't encountered anything weird like that. I feel like I can, you know, walk around alone, and I feel like anywhere you go, you should probably be safe. And India is no different from any other country in that sense.
Once you finish your degrees, you will be working as directors, producers, you know, media people in Australia or at international level. Do you think that you will form a bond with India and Indian media people?
Definitely. definitely. After meeting our students and connecting, I can already tell we're going to be friends for life. So, and it's so important to have connections all over the world, especially in media. So I think for me, definitely.
Before I come to India, I know there will be like quite a few Chinese people living in Delhi and Mumbai. And like for Australia SBS, they got like the Chinese virtual community online and have a really good response in the Chinese like populations in the country. So I believe like the social media things can really help a lot to promote the country. And like recently, like India tourists, like in China is really popular and lots of people are interested to explore India. So for the international cooperation, I saw like it's definitely, you know, it's like a really good promoting for the country's like culture as a business, even like the food, everything.
Thanks to Melissa, Caitlin and Olivia.